got shirts that say Lombardi, decorated with the image of a football field surrounding the name, a few hats that say Lombardi on Broadway, and some nice little buttons that also say Lombardi on Broadway, all with the football field logo.
At the table in the lobby of the theater in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, where a new play, Lombardi, staged an out-of-town tryout in July, a young woman named Emmeline selling Lombardi-related merchandise had her hands full. Everyone wants a piece of Lombardi, she said. After that evening's performance, at least two of the members of the audience, Ken and Ina, seemed pleased with the production.
Oh, we loved it. It was great. It was terrific acting. Dan, Loria, was unbelievable.
Yeah, the acting was really quite amazing. That's what caught us immediately.
Judith Light, I think. They were all fine, but they were very strong.
Dan Loria plays the iconic Green Bay Packers coach, Judith Light, his long-suffering and hard-drinking wife, Marie. Loria, whom TV viewers may remember as the father in the Wonder Years, makes a convincing Vince Lombardi each time he opens his mouth to bellow.
This is a football. This season will be the start of something new. With every fiber of my being, I'm going to make you the best football team that I can make you. And I'll try. And I'll try again. And if I don't succeed the first time, I'll try again. And you have got to give everything that's in you in order to stop that play on defense or to make the play go if you're on offense. Because this may be the one play in the whole ballgame that could cause the winning or the losing of the entire season.
Given the way in which lots of football fans came to see Vince Lombardi as a larger-than-life figure, even while he was still leading the Packers to wins in the first two Super Bowls, the danger in building a play around him would seem to be descent into cliché. But as he watched the play in Great Barrington and then retooled it for the Circle and the Square Theater in New York, director Thomas Kail didn't worry about that happening.
I didn't when we had Dan Loria. You know, the reality is Dan understands the fundamental truth about Vince. And I think Eric Simonson, who wrote the play, gave us the blueprint. And my job was to try to build the house from that. And when you have the right people on the team doing so, it makes my job much easier. And the reality is we're never going to capture Vince Lombardi in that moment. We're going to try to get as many essential characteristics. We're going to try to get the essence of the man. And I think that's something that Dan does beautifully.
The play is built around a reporter's week-long visit to the Lombardi home in Green Bay during the coach's glory days with the Packers, but the action drifts backward and forward in time, and one particularly entertaining scene finds Lombardi railing against the forces that he feels have conspired to deny him a head coaching job while his wife tries to tell him about a phone call that he missed.
It's been 15 years! And all that time, I've never been offered a head coaching job on a college or a professional level. In spite of the fact I've been part of only winning traditions. Hell, I got all those winning years on the Red Lake at Army. Only winning seasons with the Giants the past 5 years. Hell, we nearly won it all this past season. Everyone says I should be a head coach right now, and nothing. Why? And the only thing I can think of is that my last name ends in a vowel.
Vince.
What?
Are you finished?
Yes.
Jack Vannese called today.
Jack Vannese offers Lombardi the job, of course, an outcome Marie Lombardi anticipated well before her husband had returned the call. The prospective move provoked in her some curiosity about their next home.
Where are you going?
To get an atlas.
David Marinus wrote When Pride Still Mattered, the book upon which the play was in part based. He feels the production does manage to include the most crucial elements of his biography of Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi was a complicated man, an imperfect man striving for perfection, someone who was better able to create a sense of family out of a team than out of his own nuclear family. Had a temper and was trying to control it. And all of those elements and many more come out in this play, as they are in my book.
If many of the elements of the play to which David Marinus refers have not changed since the play was presented in Great Barrington several months ago, the same can't be said of the staging. The production in New York includes sound and images borrowed from the NFL, and the lobby of the Circle in the Square features photos of Lombardi and his players. Of course, all the memorabilia in the world would go for naught if those who knew Lombardi didn't feel the play had captured the coach's essence. But according to David Marinus, so far, in previews, the production has succeeded in that regard.
Well, we had one packer there the other night, Chuck Mercine, who did a talk back with me afterwards, and he thought that Loria was spot on, scary in that sense, and as was the presentation of Marie. So we have many of them coming over the next few weeks and months, and the reaction so far has been that Tommy and Eric got it right.
I suppose the ultimate great reaction would be if an ex-Packer stood up in the audience and started shouting back at Dan Loria.
Good luck.
Mercine almost did it.
Lombardi will open Thursday at the Circle in the Square Theater in New York. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Jack Flagler is our intern, and we had help this week from Kayon Riley at WUCF in Orlando. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo gallery, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, listen to archived shows and stories, or learn more about our weekly music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from Vince Lombardi.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's called a play, Coach. That guy's only pretending to be you. You ought to get off the sidelines and into the theater more often. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. The Annie E. Casey Foundation, promoting lifelong family connections for children and youth in foster care. On the web at AECF.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at MacFound.org. This is NPR.